Here's a number one ranking you don't want. Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools leads North Carolina with the largest population of homeless students, more than 4,700 last year. A new program aims to help some of those students by getting their families into stable housing and higher paying jobs. David Borax has this report as part of WFAE's Finding Home series.
Improving child and family stability was one of three main recommendations in the 2017 report of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Opportunity Task Force. The report says, quote, "Stress can be overwhelming for the entire family and have lasting impacts on the lives and outcomes of children." You don't have to tell that to Damonique Leggett and her 12-year-old daughter, Erica. Since they moved to Charlotte from Cleveland 4 years ago, they've been in and out of homelessness, even though she hasn't had trouble finding work. She's worked in housekeeping at Dunkin' Donuts and at Spectrum Center for a while.
I just took whatever job I could get, pretty much, to make ends meet. At one point in time, I had three jobs, and that still wasn't enough.
She eventually got a job as a hairdresser, and they found an old but affordable apartment in North Charlotte. That lasted about a year until the salon where she worked was sold and all the staff got laid off. Without that job, she couldn't afford the $750 a month rent and broke her lease.
I stayed with a relative for a little bit, and then it kind of became a little bit overwhelming for the relative, so I chose to go elsewhere.
Then things took a turn for the better. Damonique found a job with a big lawn care company, earning $15 an hour plus commissions, but housing remained a struggle. She could afford an apartment, but not the security deposit and upfront rent, so she and Erica were stuck in a weekly rate hotel in Northeast Charlotte, paying $380 a week. Many local homelessness programs are aimed at those on the street, not those who have temporary and unstable housing. About 15% of those homeless students in Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools are living in hotels or motels.
These are people who are working every day. Fortunately, they were able to have a place to sleep last night. So these are people who cannot access the federal funds to assist them in dealing with homelessness.
That's Floyd Davis, CEO of the nonprofit housing group Community Link. The organization has joined forces this year with another nonprofit, A Child's Place, to start a program called Family and Child Stability Services. It stepped in this summer to help Damonique with housing and career training so she can eventually earn more. Families are identified through Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. Damonique's daughter is already in a federally mandated CMS program that provides transportation so she can stay at the same middle school, even as they've moved around the city at the edge of homelessness. This new program offers ongoing support to families, says program manager Kimberly Caldwell of A Child's Place.
There's a representative from A Child's Place as well as someone from Community Link who are providing case management to the student, whether that's during the school day as well as working in the home with the parent on any type of goals, whether it's educational employment goals or anything that's needed to help them sustain in their new housing.
The Family Stability Program helped Damonique find and pay for a new apartment. It pays 70% of the $850 a month rent until her income grows. It also helped her get into a 6-month financial technology training program that she hopes will lead to an IT job at one of the city's banks.
Fortunately, I'm able to take this opportunity because they are assisting me with my housing and utility costs, so I have this time to be able to do that.
Private donations and a $100,000 grant from Mecklenburg County are paying for the program this year. Floyd Davis of Community Link says that's enough to help 35 families for a year or more. But with more than 4,000 CMS students in the same situation, he admits it's a drop in the bucket.
We can't solve the problem of homelessness for everybody because we don't have the resources. It will take a tremendous amount of resources to really address the problem of homelessness in our community. So we celebrate it. We can solve it for this family and this family, one family at a time.
And for families like the Leggetts, having a bit of financial security and a permanent roof over their heads makes all the difference, says Damonique.
I remember when I first got the keys, we slept on the floor. Like, we didn't care. We slept on the floor. It was just so much peace to just have a place. So they definitely helped me out and definitely put me in a better situation to get on my feet.
For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.
This story was produced as part of our series Finding Home, WFAE's look at housing challenges and community changes throughout the Charlotte area. You can go to wfae.org/findinghome to read and listen to all of our stories in the series. Support for Finding Home is provided by Lowe's Home Improvement.